Yes, I've spoken to you before about the concerns for the search and rescue services and the delayed transition from a previous contractor, CHG, to the new contractor, Bristow. And a knock-on effect of this delayed transition is the Strandhill People's Market. The market should have opened in March. You see, what's happened is traditionally you had the search and rescue in a hangar, private planes and aircraft in another hangar, and the market in the third hangar. Now, Bristow and CHC, because they're both operating out of there simultaneously, they're operating from separate hangars. So it squeezed the market out. The traders there and the market operators have been extremely patient in the matter. They were told initially the market wouldn't be interrupted. And then they were told it'd be back in April. And now it looks like Bristow are staying until December. So it's just, it's very difficult. Like, I know some families who rely on this trade for their mortgage payments, and it's a very stressful time for them. You're talking about the community of hardworking people. They'll spend most of their week producing goods to bring to the market. Many travel from all over, Irish-created goods. Locally, it creates employment, and it's vital to the economy. So you have over 50 stallholders there every week, and it rotates. So I believe they have 160 active traders on the books. And believe it or not, it's Sligo's largest weekly tourism event. So the market attracts, on average, 2,000 visitors every Sunday. But during peak season, and if you had the weather like last weekend, that goes up to 2,500, 3,000, 3,500 on bank holidays. And it actually equates into over €1 million in direct spend. And there's a total economic impact locally of €3 million. Because since the closure of the market, or I suppose since it hasn't reopened, there's been an immediate knock-on effect throughout the village of Strandhill. Your local coffee shops, your petrol stations, bars, they've all reported a sharp drop in trade on Sundays. And several market traders are about to let go of staff, while others are considering scaling back or giving up on their operations entirely. So I believe it's a serious matter, and it goes beyond commerce. Anyone that's been there knows that it was a great social meeting point where you'd have young and elderly and locals and tourists mingling together every week. So, you know, it's a real shame that we can't find a solution to continue the market at the airport.
So, as you said, councillor, that, well, look, I guess in terms of this contract that Bristow were awarded, we're talking hundreds of millions. So, and then when you look at that on the local level, how this market impacts people, well, we're not talking as huge money in that regard, but this is money that is hugely important to local people. And they could take that temporary absorption of, you know, hopefully not opening until the end of March, but that got delayed. And now, as you pointed out, we're looking to the end of December, but there's even potentially no guarantees there. And I guess just in terms of how it's been impacting people locally, what are the next steps available to them? Is there anything down the line? What's possible, or what do you want to see happen?
Well, look, first off, and they have been extremely patient, and it's important to note that everyone like fully supports essential work of the rescue helicopter services, and nobody's seeking a disruption to these services at all. And it must also be stated that Sligo Airport, and it's widely known, they've been top class in facilitating this market over the years. And the traders and locals alike really do appreciate as well that it is an airport at the end of the day, and your planes and your choppers will be prioritised there for obvious reasons. There's limited hangar space. So there's not much more that they can do on the matter. However, I do believe that there's a practical and fair solution that will allow both services to coexist and the market to reopen. And I think the onus is on the contractors to facilitate this. So there is an option of, let's create a temporary hangar here, and can we even explore that option? Can a temporary hangar be constructed to house the light aircraft, private aeroplanes that currently occupy Hangar 1? I think, look, it's a time not to just accept that it's happening, and there's nothing we can do about it. let's try and find a solution. I have made representations. We've pushed it up to national level, and I know that Frank Feehan, Eamon Scanlon, and our Minister Marion Harkin are currently working on this through Simon Harris and the Ministers of Transport, Sean Canny and Dara O'Brien. So we're really hoping, and it's great to see there's cross-party support there. People just want a solution here for the market. So we're really hoping that we get some good news from Dáil Éireann soon on this. Like, and I know, and it's great to see our local government TDs are pushing hard on this one for us. So we're fingers crossed that the contractors can sit down and see the need. And I do believe that they'll get a lot of goodwill from the local traders and the local community at large if we can find a solution to get the market back opening.